This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Flock CEO called the activists mapping his license plate cameras terroristic, then apologized. Flock CEO called the activists who map his license plate cameras a terroristic organization, then apologized. On the Kim Monson show, Lauren Fix pointed drivers to the sites fighting back as Colorado towns dropped the cameras. Atel Anta, the chief executive of Flock Safety, whose automated license plate cameras now watch intersections in thousands of American communities, spent much of the past year describing the people who object to those cameras in the language of national security. Garrett Langley called the group that maps his cameras, DFLOC, a terroristic organization, and said it was closer to Antifa than anything else, according to the surveillance industry research site IPVM. On July 17, he walked the remark back, telling Forbes that his comments were a mistake. The rhetoric and the tools that provoked it ran through an extended conversation on the July 20 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show. Automotive analyst Lauren Fix of Car Coach Reports, who has written her own account of the fight, told listeners the message coming from the top of the industry was hard to miss. Because the CEO of the company says that we're terroristic, which is, in other words, he's calling us terrorists, Fix said. Flock Safety builds and sells the cameras that read, log, and store the license plate of nearly every car that passes them, along with the make, model, color, and small identifying marks. DFLOC does the opposite. It maps where those cameras are so the public can see them. Langley's language for that project escalated as it grew. Along with the terroristic organization and Antifa comparisons, he accused critics of wanting to normalize lawlessness and framed community opposition as a coordinated effort by activists trying to let murderers go free, IPVM reported. The backlash to the backlash reached Langley himself. In a July 17 interview with Forbes, reported by Gizmodo, he said the comments were a mistake and apologized, acknowledging that he should not have described nonviolent activists that way. The apology arrived after months in which the terroristic label had become its own story in the surveillance technology press. The two websites at the center of the dispute are built for drivers who want to know what the cameras see. DFLOC lets a visitor enter a zip code and pull up a map of the automated license plate readers, or ALPRS, installed nearby. Its own description of the hardware matches what Fix laid out on the air. The cameras capture your car's make, model, color, and identifying features, such as dents, roof racks, and bumper stickers, often turning these into searchable data points. There's a website called DFLOC, Fix told listeners. You put in your zip code, and they'll zoom in and show you all the Flock cameras that they've installed. A companion site, Have I Been Flocked, works from the other direction. A driver enters a plate number, and the site reports whether law enforcement has searched that plate in Flock's system, drawing on audit logs that agencies have released through public records requests. This website aggregates and reformats already public information, the site explains, adding that what it shows represents a fraction of what's being shared with Flock and its government, commercial, and private partners on a daily basis. The audit logs matter because the searches have not always been official business. The Institute for Justice, reviewing media reports and public records, has identified at least 24 cases nationwide of officers accused of abusing LLPR data to track romantic interests or family members, most of them since 2024, with nearly all of those officers criminally charged and out of a job. Several of the documented cases are in Illinois. The pattern shows up in individual files. According to 404 Media, an Orange City, Florida officer ran his ex-girlfriend's plate through Flock's lookup system at least 69 times over the summer of 2024 and ran her parents' plates dozens of times more until a colleague told him to stop. Fix pointed to the gap between the sales pitch and the practice, saying the systems get sold to towns for finding lost children and abducted kids and then get turned to personal ends. This is supposed to be for Amber Alerts, you know, elderly people get lost, children are abducted, any of that kind of stuff, Fix said. DFLOC also keeps a running list of the communities that have canceled or declined to renew their camera contracts, and Fix pointed listeners to it as evidence the tide is turning. The Kim Monson Show has followed that shift as it spread from town to town. In Colorado, the Denver City Council voted down a contract extension worth more than $600,000 for the city's 100-plus cameras in 2025, with the mayor's office urging the no vote, and the city has since declined to renew with Flock and moved to a new vendor. Fort Collins went further, loading 6-1 in June to cancel its Flock contract outright, order data collection stopped, and have its 15 city-owned cameras removed, Kunk reported. The company remains formidable. Flock Safety is privately held and valued at $8.3 billion, and its cameras are still spreading into new jurisdictions faster than a handful of city councils can pull them out. What has changed is that the people Langley once called terroristic now have the maps, the audit logs, and, increasingly, the votes. And now, Kim's perspective. The founders understood that a free people has to be able to see what its government is doing, and that kind of transparency is a condition of consent. When the chief executive of the company selling the cameras calls the citizens who simply want to know where those cameras are a terroristic organization, he has told you exactly how he regards the people he is watching. I am glad he apologized, and I hope he meant it. The Fourth Amendment secures our right to be free from unreasonable searches and a plate reader locking every car at every corner, then handing that record to whoever asks, is worth a hard look from anyone who values that right. The good news is that ordinary people are looking. They are asking their city councils the plain question, and more places they are getting an answer. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.